This is the Texas Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
Coming to you from the epicenter of energy, my name is Jason Spies, and this is the Texas Oilfield Review, heard in the Crude Life Content Network. On today's episode, we talk with Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian. Christian believes the biggest threat to the energy industry right now is the acceptance of the politically correct, driven environmental anti-gas, climate change, and socially driven misinformation about fossil fuels. As nearly 70% of the energy industry prepares to retire, oil and gas veterans are worried that those entering the industry, especially millennials, will be persuaded by unproven social causes that are fueled with emotional righteousness. In just a moment, part of our exclusive interview with Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian, right here on the Texas Oilfield Review.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And what's the second part that's scary, not only the lack of employment in our current industry, but also it's tremendous opportunity for the young people and frankly all people in the state of Texas, because number three, we're about to experience not just the maintenance of the industry that's at risk, but we're about to experience the largest boom literally in the history of Texas in the oil and gas industry. We've got the largest find of oil and gas in the history of the world in Midland, Texas. It's phenomenal. Billions of dollars worth of oil and gas have been discovered there less than a year ago. And these opportunities, we have two refineries being built, we have a plastics plant being built down in Corpus Christi, we have the largest number of pipelines in history, our ports are turning to mega ports, we have three LNG facilities being built along the coast. All that's under construction as we speak, and yet we don't have the employees even to maintain the industry. So jobs at every level of expertise are going to be in demand. And frankly, the single issue that has dissuaded people from wanting to work in the oil and gas industry is, and this is the best way I can express it, is the false, scientifically non-proven science of the environmental extremists, saying that oil and gas is somehow like tobacco, and it's dirty, and it's limited, which is absolutely, there's nothing perfect on planet Earth. I have to tell people, there's pluses and minuses to everything. But I think we've not understood, we've not even stopped and considered the positives and the minuses to oil and gas.
To listen to the full-length interview with Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian, or to listen to other energy features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Texas Oilfield Review is also on social media. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. From the staff of the Texas Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.
The Texas Oilfield Review is sponsored by thecrudelife.com.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, and I saw him come into his own, where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch coaching, or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.